For KUNR News, I'm Stephanie Serrano. Last week, Galena High School in South Reno was ordered into a code red lockdown after a concerned parent called law enforcement to report a perceived threat. The lockdown was quickly lifted but caused a lot of concern. I sat down with Irene Payne, a district spokesperson, to break down what a code red means along with student and parent procedures. Can you kind of define what a code red is?
It's a response the school district takes if there is any perceived threat or threat to a student, a staff member at one of our school campuses. And what happens is when a code red is called, that school is locked down. So that means students shelter in place inside their classrooms, as do staff members. School police get to the campus, they investigate, and then they follow a procedure where the whole school is checked. And once the school has been thoroughly checked, then it reverts to a code green.
During a code red, how are students supposed to react, as well as staff and the community?
So one of the things that the Washoe County School District does on a regular basis is to run through procedures such as code red. So we do fire drills, earthquake drills. We run through evacuations. We run through code red. So what I would say is that our students in the school district know what to do. And what happens, it's a procedure that is closely followed. The classroom doors are locked. The teacher or teachers and students shelter in place until school police unlock the door, check the classroom, check the students, and they systematically go through the whole school.
How should the community react to a code red?
Okay. Our students are our most precious asset, and the safety of our students and our staff is the most important thing to us. When we are informed of a code red or a code yellow at one of our schools, but particularly a code red, what we aim to do is to send a message, you know, an automatic phone message. And also, if families and parents have requested to be communicated by text or email, we do email text. And we try to do that within, we try to do it around 15 minutes after we have been told there is a code red.
Social media is a very extremely fast way to get information. Recently, like, when do you think you've seen a change in the way people have received emergency information in this way?
We have been on this campaign for about 12 months now. Is please check your information. Make sure information is accurate and go to the school district homepage to get your accurate information or to the school. But in the event of a code red, go to the school district homepage and get accurate information.
And so we're dealing with a national crisis where people are feeling fearful with shootings. What is the district doing to kind of help ease that tension?
The best way for us to handle the national situation is to make sure that our children know what to do in the event of an emergency. And what I would say to our families and to our parents is get your information from the school district. Don't always believe what you read on social media. And I would ask our families not to repost unfounded claims that they read on social media. What that does is it spreads unnecessary and unfounded fear to our families.
Thank you, Irene. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
That was Irene Payne, a spokesperson with the Washoe County School District. For KUNR News, I'm Stephanie Serrano.